Kwazwai, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, Muria Zimbabwe, to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Muria Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Mthakazo muhle Muria Zimbabwe, I'm your host Mike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday the 28th of January 2020. Nasi muchirongwa tonight on The Connection Muria Zimbabwe. We chose sekuyisikhathi. This time last year, ilizwe lonke was joining hands. The whole country was united as we were all mourning. Kodwa namhla kuhlelo sithe hayi kuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi we look back to what happened in January 2019 lapho ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngempela ngeqhawe nyika yese yeZimbabwe yakarasikirwa negamba guru. Today on The Connection we decided it's important ukuthi sithakazelele impilo kamuyi Tirangare upenyu wamshakavu Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi, the man who a lot of experts argue ukuthi nguye ngempela, the man who is the arguably the most decorated Zimbabwean musician of all time. Now, Ubaba Mtukudzi was a lot of things ngempela. He was a philanthropist. He was also a human rights activist. He was also the Goodwill Ambassador, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador to Southern Africa. What a man. So sithe namhla kuhlelo silingenise nonke mpinde mese muri eZimbabwe sixoxe ngobunengi bethu ukuthi ubaba Mthukudzi, what exactly did he do for abantu abasakhulayo, njalo ukuthi what kind of legacy did he leave behind for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saka muri eZimbabwe, in the spirit of looking back at impilo kababa Mthukudzi, Baba Mthukudzi has had the opportunity of being interviewed on VOA by a lot of different reporters from Studio 7, from Voice of America. Now, let's go back to 2018. Lapo, host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell, got a chance to catch up with Baba Mthukudzi in the spirit of looking back. Let's take a look.
Norton, Zimbabwe is the home of Pakare Paye Arts Center. The founder of the center is Oliver Mthukudzi, the legendary Tuku. We're about to meet him, the perfect time to catch up with him, find out what he's up to, and see how he's giving back to the community through music. Tuku, it is such an honor and a privilege to be here at your gorgeous arts center up here in Norton, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you once again after how many years? I think that was 2012.
It was, and you were in the VOA studio in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Hey, thank Oliver. You. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks.
And I said then, I really would like to visit your school. Can I do that if I come to Zimbabwe? And you said...
Oh, yes, you can. You're welcome.
So tell me, what has been happening and what are you doing now with your music?
Well, I'm yet to release my 67th album, so I'm very excited.
What is going to be different or special about this album? I mean, that might be hard to say since you've done so many, but is there one thing?
Oh, yes. Every album has got its own topic. It's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. We are following our passion instead of being who we are.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to their parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor. and they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum.
Right now, we're in front of the Sam Mutukudzi Conference Center, dedication to your lost son. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, he is the one who started the conference center.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, Edge is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku Oliver Mutukudzi, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
All right. Well, you saw it there. Tadzora Ndagaro Tatsaiwa. Let's go back to 2018. Lapo, the host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell, the VOA lady, caught up with Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi. And he was talking about how, he's getting old. He's released over 60 albums. Mthakazo Muhle, 60 albums. Kodwa uthi, hi, music is all he is. He can't stop being himself. So that was Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi. What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi leave for you, umuntu ongisakhulayo? Young musicians, what kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi leave for you? Sakala mchira upinda mchirongwa, pinda mchirongwa, muriye Zimbabwe, mutukudzoka uthi, what songs did you love from Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi? Njalo kuthi, what did those songs mean to you? Njalo kuthi, yena Ubabu Mutukudzi, what did he resemble? What kind of legacy did he leave behind? We're broadcasting live on our radio on a 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona njalo ku 4930 15460, njalo ku 13860 kilohertz ku short wave. On the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages as we speak, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voanw.com. Lingakhohlwa phela zuluka ndaba ukuthi sikhona ku Facebook, saka Musa Kangano Zwikade, that we're broadcasting live on Facebook on our three web pages. So can I help you? Chirongwa, abafisungela kuhlelo, you can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. Magatira chirongwa chelo cheve chidiki muri Zimbabwe uhlelo The Connection lilami umaikowe.
Hey ta, hola, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Owe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE 3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Jalogo Instagram, so you can chat it up with me after the program. Worked off for the next hour, sikhona lapha emakhasini amathathu ku VOA Ndebele, ku VOA Shona, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So before I head over to the first young gentleman, hi, who's going to be joining me live ecingweni, let us check what people are saying about Ubabu Tuku. Hanzi ipapeji lelu re VOA Shona maro zvanyura hanzi tetema vi chimbo fona ikani vaisa number aiwa tichakufonera inhasa ari pachirongwa ndini Mike Hove kwete tetema vi. Egas Bati, yes, Mkoma, say, how far today, watching you from Kapa, you put his number, Aiwa, Mkoma, Egit, Chakfondrai, Donald Mamboma, live and clear, Vaisa number, Aiwa, Tinotena, Mkoma, Donit, Chakfondrai, Teliwe, Mkwena, Uti, Tuku, Ngempela, Tuku, Anzina, Boas, Chaya, Kuru, Bopoto, that's his favorite song, Bopoto. Egas Banyura, Anzichikon, Zero, chaita msoro uteme aiwa ngempela ngempela yibo abantu abakhona kukhasi lethu ele VOA shona na pa VOA Studio 7 tuona ukuthi wanda ukuthi chiko kulo boss uphinde wabhala ngempela ukuthi khanya ngani uboss is following on both pages anzi bophotho ya Oliver Mthukudzi ndiyo yano farira anzi na Norman ndafunga dande anesu ubhalile ngempela ukuthi anzi thiri kubathika tripa zimba ujomo ukuthi uthi good evening watching you all from DRC Kolokwezi district. My song, Vuma wa Sakara, Vuma wa Unyana. So abantu bakhona ngempela asibone ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. VOA Ndebele kukhona unesisadube uthi unjani msakazi ngiyaphila nesisa wena unjani uMariot Dliwayo la ukhona kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo uMabaleka uthi watching you from DRC unjani Mabaleka uDanisa uthi how's it bafanas Mike anzi ngikwelalele ngise Josie who's it bafo who's it. Now let's head over to my first guest who's joining me live. He's a young gentleman. He's a hit recording artist. He's worked like Ubaba Mthukudzi as when uthi yena uthini. Bekezela Nkomo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo.
Ubonga mina kakhulu bakithi selibonani nabalaleli be VOA Studio 7. Sabonga kakhulu khona ngapho all the way from South Africa. Namhlanje kutholile nje kumnandi amafu nje awekho. The sky is clear.
No, we're excited to have you, Bafo. Let's get straight into it. Ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi. A lot of young people have spoken loud, have spoken clear about Ubaba Mthukudzi. They feel like he left not just a big dent in the Zimbabwean music industry, but in the world's music industry in general. They feel ukuthi bona njenge sizwe not just Zimbabweans kuphela kodwa they feel as though they've lost iqhawela ngempela. Wena uthini ngalokho bekezela?
Well, the United legends don't die. They just multiply. They reincarnate. And if you look shortly, you will realize that exactly what he did. There's a lot of us out here who took on the pattern. When he did his last show in Bulawayo in September, before he passed on, we spent the whole day together because we were booked together in that show. So it was the first time we were in close contact now. It felt like I'd known him for years. From the breakfast show at around 6 a.m., Saturday breakfast song, Saturday song, Saturday lunch, up until Kambama, Singena, Saturday show together. And I felt that energy being passed on, you know, between the two generations. I thought that I was going to get a chance to do a song with him. Mm-hmm. But he passed on before we could do the song together. I sent him the song. He liked it, but we couldn't do it together because he was already self-sick, not December, not January, up until the 23rd, where he passed on. Mm-hmm. But later on, I noticed he wasn't excited about doing a song with me. He was excited about passing the baton to me, hence the way he was speaking with me. He was not a big talker. He was a smooth talker. But he was gently, and I think he saw that space. And as a spiritual person, we are very spiritual singers. So after we had the news of his passing, I was called by a private television station network, now in South Africa, called EMCA. They wanted me to do a tribute of Ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi in studio live on TV. And I tell you the pressure that I was in to try and play Unere. I couldn't play it. I didn't know how to play it. Mm-hmm. When I was still practicing Unere, I fell asleep when I'm like, I just dozed off. I don't know how. So he came to me through a dream. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, he didn't do anything. He just appeared. I saw him clearly. We were sitting around. He came into the room. And when I woke up, I forgot him. I was trying to play Mary. I played it as it is. If you want proof of that, everyone can go to my Instagram page at Belezola Music. Scroll through my timeline, you'll see a performance of Inaria that I did at Botswana sometime last year. I posted it there in a Khoisan. You will see it was just me and my guitar. That performance made DJ Sibu by South Africa to go to my Instagram page and say, Begezela, I would like to do a collaboration with you in honor of the government to do in area. So I believe Ubuti, that is testament of how Ubabu Oliver passed on the baton to me. And I believe Ubuti, there is a lot of other artists out there who are young, Abangachana, Ubuti, Nina Nani, who impacted me, Male Injela. For instance, Ubuti Perita, Uzamjele, Ubuti, during his last tour, he taught the government tourism to go around the country. Abu Brian K. Arare, he was one of the lucky dudes to actually go and play for Ubabu Mtukudzi when he was at his deathbed and he couldn't get up. But when Brian K. played one of Ubabu Mtukudzi's song, Oliver Mtukudzi stood up and got strength and he danced to his song. So there's a lot of stories of Andabanga's Kuluma on how Ubabu Mtukudzi reincarnated or multiplied. Usaphila, he's still alive through us.
Now, Ubege, as we continue to talk about the legacy of Ubabu Mtukudzi, you know, a lot of young people, we saw him build the Phakare Phaya Center, you know, which targeted towards inspiring young people and just, not just inspiring them, but also teaching them hands-on what it means to make music, how you're supposed to make it, and so forth. Besides his legacy from an international standpoint, because we heard you talk about DJ Sbu, Usis Perita, and so forth, from a local standpoint, is there something that he left for Nina Njengenja? I know Utwena, you're beyond just Zimbabwe, you're also in South Africa and so forth, but for local young people, is there anything that Ubabu Mtukudzi left for them?
Yeah, he did. I'm glad that you mentioned Phakare Phaya in Norton. It was a center for the young to come, and it was a space that he created for the youngsters to come and learn music and you know, the ethics of the performing arts. But within that, he went a step further to create an annual festival that was called the Solo Festival. Now, the Solo Festival, Ubabu Mtukudzi, what he did is that he encouraged artists to learn how to play an instrument and perform alone on stage without backing. You can realize looking at an album where he did that was called Ndeka Zwango, just him alone and the guitar. He wanted to teach us how the economic in this industry to say, if the promoter calls Ndekezela and says, look, I know you're charged 65,000 for a full band, but I've got 25,000. He would encourage us to take the 25,000 and go alone and play alone. You know, because we tell you that yesterday you have the 25,000. So I think the last solo festival, the last festival that Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi had was the festival about the solo festival. He had to Bahara, he had to Perita, and he had other solo artists as well. Just a second, hold on a second.
Okay. So,
what Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi did is that he would encourage artists to actually come and perform as solo artists, which is one thing that I learned as well from that sort of festival. I can also come and perform just me and my guitar alone and just do that. I mean, just yesterday I was performing for the ANC 108th birthday. And it was just the last day of the moment. This is Ken said, we've got a song to do that come through. I was able to get on that stage, just me. And just performed my song just alone. So he would encourage people to learn. So locally, that's what he left us. He left us with a fishing line instead of fish.
All right, Bege, I say Aguzwa Bafo. Now I have another guest that's lined up, so let me give you your last opportunity to usinikeze amazwi akho okugcina, and then we'll move over to the next guest. What would be your closing remarks to this conversation as we talk about Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi?
I'd like to say his legacy lives on, with Mike. His legacy lives on, and through us, incidentally, it's up to us. Yes, pretty quite big shoes to fill. But spiritually, so he will give us the strength to go on and on. Nina, at Begezela Music, check me out on Twitter, at Begezela Music on Instagram, at Begezela Music One Word, and on Facebook, at Begezela. You'll see a pretty big project that I've lined up, but I'm working in studio, not just book, doing a remake of Inaria in a more upbeat tempo. That is another way of which we honor him. Nami, I'll be releasing my next album in September. I will also do a tribute song that I wrote to Ubabu Mtukudzi. So his legacy will never die. It will continue to live on. Never.
All right, siyabonga Bheke. Thank you so much and good luck. We'll make sure we want to follow your journey as we await this album. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chela.
Well, you heard it there, folks, from Ubekezela Uthi. Legends never die. They reincarnate themselves. You heard him talk about his experiences and others around him that talk about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Another thing he seemed to highlight was Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. Earlier, Aaron, I spoke about how Ubaba Mthukudzi is someone who is seen as a global icon. Now, before we head over to some cool jams of Ubaba Mthukudzi, rega intange na choram tirongo, woktanga rikpina mchirongo, asuzo nukutumlalilo wokalonge na yukushelongbani. And then we'll chat it up with the music. Kola kola mtereri, ndi nom kam chile mchirongwa, ngbano connecting mweni, arparo narendian.
Hello, magadi mkoma ish.
Hey, zuru kufamba ere mkoma.
Ah, zuru kufamba, gurize kwa muru.
Ah, ndi zo indi, arparo narendian.
Ndi gift makuyana, ndri kwa mtere.
Aywa mkoma gift, tinotenda zukuru sa nekupinda mchirongwa, wona imanje, gorela pura, tukaenda, munoti inazo ezos.
Ah, takara skir was a ganyanya, mkoma maiki kunyanya, vezira redu, tisasa kuti, vana doktori vwa mtukudzi, vanu wa imba music ya itere, wane mazera ese, vanu wa imba music ya ngaini message. Saka shudu shudu tongo tiri waza kuti takara skir wa hindi, ameno tisasa wana mwa muna nongo na kufara buri rora wakati sire.
Hmm, nde, pane nziyo ya tuku ya mnofarira ere mkoma?
Ya ndinonya nyofarira ndinonzi pangu ndasakura ndapedza nziyoi inziyoi inondipa zvakanaka nekuda kwekuti muupenyu hwedu kazhinji vabereki tivatarisa vanhu vakatikoshera kazhinji mukurarama vakatiendesa kuzvikoro neinei tikutoza kuti ivo pachavo vanhu vakatotaurisa vakatopedza saka dasinoi kuzasarira kwatiri saka nziyoi ndikainzwa nguva vaiki inondibata zvakanyanya kuti ndinoipa mwedza zvakafanana neiwoyo kuti vabereki vaneko vakati hai ndipamuda I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house.
Ah, manzani yangu dakuta rande kuti kune muri kwa tuku tungo chaiwa tine urombo nekutakara sikirwa negamba uyo kumuye Zimbabwe tine urombo zvakare takara sikirwa negamba vamutukudzi munhu achaida vaive baba vaive sekuru vaive mukoma kuburidza kwemusiyo dzavo dzavaiimba vaipinda mudzimba dzedu muupenyu hwedu zvese vaitibatanidza kuti mazimbabweni akabatana.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru samukoma nekupinda muchirongwa tinotenda. Alright, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you heard there from our first caller, Ugift, uyakhuluma ngempela, Hanza Aiwa Tuku. He made it very clear, even through his music, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo, Hanza Chimuti ndirikusirai. Now let's head over to some music of Ubaba Mthukudzi. The first song I'm going to introduce to you is a song. Earlier on I mentioned ukuthi Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. So let's check out a reincarnation that he made of ingoma yakhe, Neria, where he featured a lady, Smith, a blacksmith, Mambazo. Azisha wana producer, let's check it out. Mbona ngani ingoma yahlupha ukuthola. Whilst we look for the...
Mariana, we are the way. yokaneria mwari anewe usaore moyo yokaneria mwari anewe mwari anewe mwari anewe. Season coming, and it's a pity not to leave. Kutankali's members, to season coming.
Neria. Usaure moyo kaneria kwai mwari anewe leamuzwa ubabu Oliver Mthukudzi with Lady Smith Black Mambazo. Let's check out ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. Abantu ngempela khona khanya bakhona Tendai ari kutanza aiwa phone aya papa Cape Town ndirukona it notenda zvikuru mukoma Tendai tshakufondrai Jairos naye obvaisa number hanzi watching you tuku music ndizo hanzi nyanga yenzo Obey uti VOA Studio 7 munondipisa manyemwe. I say bonga kakhulu. Now let's head over to my second guest before si qaluthatha abanye abalaleli. Let's hear what he has to say. Umnumzana uFarai Mufuti, he's a musician ungale kwelengilandi. Farai, welcome to the program, buddy. Skipan.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining, brother. Namhla we're speaking about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Oliver Mthukudzi, earlier on we had another guest, Ubegezela, who was speaking about the legacy, and he said, in his firm opinion, the one thing about Oliver Mthukudzi that he can say is, legends never die, they reincarnate themselves. What do you have to say about the legacy of Ubaba Mthukudzi?
I definitely concur with that sentiment. I think, just even speaking in greater depth to that legacy, I think what he was able to do was not only represent the art of Zimbabwe and who he was as a father and as a performer in our country, but he was able to also equally export our cultural artistic value by virtue of how he worked in Southern Africa and in particular in Africa at large by looking at it collectively as looking at music as an opportunity to demonstrate our cultural diversity and equally the uniqueness of the Zimbabweanness, as it were, but also essentially create an identity with the international market by creating value for us. You know, he toured extensively festivals in Canada, America, as you know. And so he not only was he a legend in that sense, in the purest sense of the term, but he equally was someone who became a national ambassador to the cultural value system that defines us as Zimbabwean. So he was beyond just a musician. He was an icon, and his stature in African music and progressing the African agenda is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Now, Farai, as we speak about Ubaba Mthukudzi, you spoke about, you know, how he was international, and a lot of people have acknowledged Ubaba Mthukudzi wasn't just known as a musician, he was also a philanthropist, he was a goodwill ambassador, he was a family man. What do you have to say about the legacy, what he left for Abantu Basakhulayo?
Well, you know, it's just beyond having a sense of self-identity as Zimbabweans, as Africans, as a musician. I think one thing he always pushed was the agenda of us having a sense of originality, to be able to articulate your music and to not leave your identity behind your music. And he was able to, especially in a world where culture is at war, you know, in terms of dominant cultures, he wanted us to be able to have to be able to sing any genre would like, but to equally identify our sense of self within that music. So I think that's one of the most profound lessons of not distorting your intellectual capabilities by equally respecting local information as well, local cultures, local histories, and the things that form us as a people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the most powerful things that he gave us as a young generation. But notwithstanding that, he equally allowed us to respect the art, to have to you know culturally our culture has always shone
the answer, something that is not seen as intelligent. But he was able to demonstrate, not just financially, but equally through through the message within his music, the sense of depth and cultural value that it gave. So he left us a long lasting lesson that art can be a way to convey, unite, and equally teach an entire society. And he didn't only just teach one society, but it was a world message. And till today, I think you'd find that I'm currently in Germany, and you'd find that he has a name here. He has footprints in America, he has footprints in England, and he did exceedingly well in exporting the intelligence that comes within our culture and our social value system.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a caller, and then I'll come back to you. Angus, well.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Mnumzana Ufarai Mufuti and Lai Ugumsebenzo Ushabela, just like Ubegezela and Ufarai Lai Uya Shopelumbo Nake for about Imbali, Egababu Oliver Mthukudzi. When Utini Ngota Bulukone Kutwini, what do you have to say about legacy Egababu Mthukudzi? Ba la pela, Umbono Waku Kukasi Lechuele VOA Ndebele, Nyorai Maondre Nyupa, Page Redu, Re VOA Shona. Aba Fisungena Ushelo, you can text your name and number to Facebook, Kukasi Lechu, LFVOA. Ndebele. Asate numlaleli ngatitore mterele arupina mchirongwa tinzo ukti iwo wano ti yenutini nyembale gababu Mthukudzi. Kola kola mterele ndino mkamchira mchirongwa nyagwa mge lokshero ndiana ripopa ninarabu.
Mkoma maiki masera sehi. Ndi mkoma Donald Mamboma.
Ah mkoma Doni ndepi ndepi.
Ndi sehi mkoma maiki.
Ah bo bo.
Nasi mneshirongwa chaka naka chendo farida ku. Zitaro kuti Oliver Mthukudzi zita guru pasirosi. It's unfortunate that this is a China who power in Goa, you know, as the Savakasia, what is the legacy of Charam Muska and Kungaku
Zino
Masaraka Bata
and Rambet.
You got Basaravaka Bata, which is not Ukimba come to the Cox Ruko Yimba Kungoshiwa, Shaura Kanaku. Drivers need some cat. You know, that was the same Kadera, Kambone Kambum album, Isa Wangavana. Mukatira in Kambo in Hida is song by song, but a message Yipo. You could not about a series status on that paper. Saka, I'm too good and doing a good job to get one message. In the way, the Ambiramara and Ratnita, the Tanga Shimba's medical society made much negative. This is the way after San Azus. Saka, in the Kubatra Kawaka, Katasa, to the Bar, Stanga, Banana James, Jim, the Shimba, good of Stanga. As he was a collaboration, I wonder why. Ah, the offerings you have, that one that see Mukandri is also put in Guarain Guarai Vanang. Then you get a you could see Kumunga Kunapka. Ah, the Zakayanya. Then Quetta is the wrong woman Tavara. Yeah, why is the Wauka Tedas only at the Wauzi? Yeah, you gotta be quick.
Why Makasaru and Zieto? It's not a very Kamuri.
I kamboke kuti ngwara ngwara ndi nomasi kuti takanyanya kunangana neupenyu hwenherera kana mwana akakura nherera ndoti vano mukatira pa message vano vanoimba vachiti mupaindi kazoti ndemuyandi departing that dinya kuti vano vanenge vafa ino vana vangu musara muvhure maiso mungware hama dzinogununura dzakapinga pai usazongoti awisharehwa kana kuti chava decide ivo vamwe veukama ungoti yes yes saka ii message yakasimba kuti kana uri nherera unofanga kuti uzvimirira do chinja ndakaya kuti ndapasa munyoyo ndakafarira kuti zvofura meso kuti vamwe vanenge vachida kuti tasana kubatsira bati vanenge vakakupinga ndare saka ukaiterera izvo munyoyo ine message imwe iri deep yekuti ukangoiterera zvako usanya dzodzamisa fungwa unogona ngona kuti ino nguva song bati ukazodzamisa fungwa unozvinzwa kuti aho sezvairereva ndogona zviona mukurarama kwate chinyawo.
Right, mkoma Doni tichipeta hurukuro nemi mune mazwere ekukandira kune mhuri yava Mthukudzi.
Manzi ndinawo mukoma Mike, manzi ndingangosiyira mhuri yava Mthukudzi. It's unfortunate kuti mwana wavo semukomana vakava nechirongwa chachavaitinzwawo nemhuri mudanga vachidzidzisa vachidzidzisa nenda mwana wavo asi kuti zvakangofambawo nepamwe mari akaita matongero avo. iwo vakatozoimba vakati ndakaronga dondo zvaifunga kuti iwo ndivachatanga semu wosara wasi zvavakaronga havo dondo asina kutonga kwamwari hatina zvatingaita asi kuvasikana vavo tikataka tinoona kuti zviri kuratidza kuti vamutukudzi negazi yavo haiwiri pasi kana vana vavo vasikana vana seuma varipo vasikana vavo vose vari kuzama kuratidza kuti vanoda kuti zita rababa vavo risaarova saka ivapo ndinofara nazvo izvozvo zvinhu zvandinofadza zvino zvinotifadza chaizvo saka ndongoti pamhuri yavo ngavarambe madhivisionzi mamwe anomboitika tiga kuti pose pane pasiwa panomboitikawo matenshenzi vamwe achitakurana vachitandirana vakubhura matei asi toda ngoti zita rava mutukudzi risarova legasi yavo mutukudzi ngaisegekova ndoda kwaizvozvo vana vava vasikana va tinoona kuti varita zvinofadza chaizvo tinoona hedu kuti panogona kunge pane makakata mahenze but seuma ari kufadza chaizvo sero paakaa akamboita masho ake kunana Cape Town tari kuti mutukudzi haringarovi kana varipo kana kuchazoyawo muzukuru kana kuti samanyanga hatidi kuti mbiri yavo ingonzi yango tsakatika nokupera kwavo iwo munhu anga ari munhu mukuru
aiwa atakunzwa zvakanaka
mukomatiovao tinoona sekuti varipo basa ravakasiya vaita maalbum ese avakasiya kana mukazongowanawo kanguva kupera mongozovovawo ngwarai ngwarai kana muna kokoko
ndontwarizvisa zvayo tichakutsvagirai mukoma joni tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa
maita basa mukoma mai maita basa nekuera pazuva rakanaka kudai
aiwa totenda
zvikurukurangarira mabasa asamanyanga
Right, mhuri yezimbabwe you just heard there from umlaleli wetu udonald mamboma ngezve kuti ndino munye umlaleli ndiri kunzwa kuti ndine umwe mutereri asizoni kuti yena umlaleli utini ngotabule kone kotwini kola kola mutereri ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa ngeakwamukela kuhlelo aripo parinhare ndiyani
maradiko
aiwa tiri nani ndiani aripo parinhare apo
nditarisai madhochi pakofa kunya
mukoma tarisai zviri kufamba
aiwa bo zvekuti dhu
onai manje mukoma tari taane gore mushakabvutuku aenda munoti nazvo izvozvo
ya zvinotibaya mutuku yange iri ndohuri chaiyo yaikumasamanyanga chaiwo asikungoti pakaita zvako kuparadzaniswa kwenyama asi tinotifambai murugare ava samanyanga vaindinakidza kana ndikaririko kasikuti todini
zokufara
kavo
aiwa takudza zvakanaka mukoma
zvanga zvitaurwa namukomawo abvao right ichokwadi dzodzo murume uyu akabata basa guru refu kwete rekutamba naro zvokuti hakuna umwe angazvigona izvozvoizvo akatigonera akatisiyira nhaka hombe cha
hakuna kana vechidiki vanogona kuzviitawo here mukoma
kusina hakuna chereso hatishe takazvigona zvazvo
saka murika hapana
anga asina kuti asina rusarura kuti ii gospel isungura ichi aibatsira pese anga asingasaruri
zvino mukoma tarisai tichitarisa nyaya yekuti ivo vamutukudzi and vakabuda pachena vachinyatsotaura vachiti vechidiki hanzi remangwana nderenyu takaona vakavhura pakare paye studios vachida kubatsirawo vechidiki nemaondero enyu pane zvavakaitira vechidiki munyika ya
ipapo vakatigonera because pakare papa tinoita zvatinoda napo saka kuti pasei zvedu vakatigonera pakatosiyana nedzimwe nzvimbo isusu vechidiki vakatigonera zvisingaiti zvokuti hatina kutenda zvikuru
aiwa ndakunzwai zvakanaka mukoma tarisai petai muchikanda mazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yava mutukudzi
ndinoko mhuri yava mutukudzi ndongoti ngatichenei tiine tariro inzira yedu tose hapana chatakatira mwari tiepo panyika hapana chatakatira mwari tisabve panyika saka zviriko kwatiri tese neso tichateera zveduwa saka ngavazore murugare ngatichemeni tariro
aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa mukoma tari
aiwa paribvoo maita basa
right mutsvakazwa muhle you just heard there from umnumzana utarisai uyakhuluma phela ukuthi hayi ubapo mutukudzi he left shoes so big ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozagcwalisa his shoes hayi kuthi aha it's scary so ngiyeza ukuthi ngilo munye umlaleli I'm not sure if I have another caller ngilo munye umlaleli na do I have another caller okay akula mlaleli let's go back to ufarai and then we'll go back to some music of uyena ubaba umthukudzi farai are you still on the line farai
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you heard the callers, they echoed their sentiments, and they all are heartbroken because of that. And some of them feel as though the legacy that Mchukudzi left was so big, so big. What do you have to say as a young musician too about the legacy that Mchukudzi left, especially for the youth of Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, to put it this way, we my band and I, when we played, we played primarily to the European markets. And, of course, you know, you'll have the African diaspora market that we are equally played for. And what we found to be a great contribution, at least as for me, which I led in the writing of the songs and co-productions and so forth, is that sound matters. But more so, to greater depth, messaging matters. What we're talking about in our songs, and equally the style. How separate are we in terms of how are we able to place the national identity of who we are and where we're coming from? All these senses, these sentiments of identity, he really taught us to not separate them. He would take his whole self, his upbringing, his background, everything about himself was fully put and instilled in the music. And that's why it meant so much to people. That's why it's a national treasure, because he was able to instill a sense of his own individuality into the music and not separate his critical identity, what he was himself. I actually noticed something today when I was preparing for this in an interview that he had in Canada, how stubborn he was when it came to preserving the African image. So he was having an interview in Canada, and the interviewee made a joke that we hope that when the people come to your show, they don't actually use Zimbabwean time. And he became a very stern face and said, it's not Zimbabwean time, it's time. Mm-hmm. As to demonstrate how he valued how Africa was perceived, how Zimbabwe was perceived, and how equally specifically how he was perceived. So he was a man of high stature. So I think the legacy that we take away as the youth is to carry on with that sense of national pride and that sense of continental pride and who we are as a people. But as we carry on with it, let us equally instill it in our production, in our music. Let us equally, we are the ambassadors of art and culture from our country. So you speak to a German band, they're going to talk about, they're going to identify themselves with who they are. As is the case with Jamaica, as would be the case in the United States. I think one of the critical things that I think he contributed amongst many others is his sense of pride in who he was and how he never left that behind in his music.
Mm-hmm. All right, Farai, what's your bum? Mumlum, Tatumum Lalin, Lizotum, Mum Terri, Arbuti. Yes, Oxinulum, Lalilung, and I would say, Cola Colum Terri, Yagam Gelok Shalom, but no connect to me.
Hello?
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Nyapira, Mike.
Eh, ngiba nokhonekcingo wena. Baba Mhlanga, uka intate ko.
Ngise Botswana lapha.
Kunjani eBotswana baba?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Nanti udabo olukhona egudwini baba. 1 year late ubaba uMthukudzi usehambile. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala. Uthini ngodabo olukhona baba?
Ah, silahlekile baba, uOliver Mthukudzi silahlekile, ngisithanda kakhulu.
Ungathini ngembali yakhe baba Clifford?
Imbali yakhe, hey, usebenzile kakhulu baba lo. Usebenzile kakhulu uOliver Mthukudzi. Silahlekile kakhulu.
Kukhona na ongathi he's left for abantu abasakhulayo elizweni baba?
All over the country, la kona pama ungabulalele sama radio ayibutshana va khuluma ngayo ukuthi legend.
Usakhona baba Clifford?
Ngikhona baba.
Right. Awuphosele phele amazwi akho okugcina, uphosele kumuleka baba uThuku.
hayi ngithi bangalahlindele ngoku kuselwa baqhubeke uNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu khona siye phambili akithi kule club le akade seyivulile lapha eZimbabwe lapha
ngempela
so iye phambili iproblem yigovernment yakithi man igovernment yakithi hayi ile problem corruption too much uyabona iproblem ekhona lapha
hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford
abahlabeleli bakhone ukuthi bakhone ukuthi abahlabeleli labo kanye ukuthi kumele igovernment ibancedise ukuthi baproduce ingoma zabo ukuthi kathethi ma wena ungabe iphela anti uyabona ukuthi ngesikhathi sabomdala u-Oliver Mfukuthi bebekhona ukubotshwa ma ukuxa ingoma phela u-Oliver Mfukuthi ubengashareli ingoma ngokucabangela umuntu ukuthi usuku njani kumbe ipolitiki njani wabona ubehlabela ingoma zakhe ngobunono ngokuthi uzabehlabela ingoma lawe kuyizwa ungamtshayela nje ethi mina ngilindebele ethi jokata ande bakhumana ngafunga kwethu
joka hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford danki danki nokungena kuhlelo akithi baba
iyabonga baba Mike ubumfonela njalo nkosi yami
no problem baba Clifford sizakufonela ngithi baba All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard from uClifford Mhlanga. Anzi ayi wadzoka uyamwe ndiyo nziyo yano farira vanyatsotaura kuti aiwa anzi nyika yeZimbabwe aiwa takarasikirwa negama zvechokwadi tudzewo maondo renyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwe +12023649207 ndiyo namba yekufona munokwanisa zvekare kundinyorera maondo renyu pawhatsapp pa +12023450318 now earlier on umnumzana uDonald Mamboma and other callers came in they were saying ukuthi I-legacy kaBaba Mthukudzi, the one thing they can say is ukuthi legends never die, kuthiwa i-spirit sabo moves on. And Donald Mamboma came in and he also talked about his daughter, Usama Mthukudzi. Now, whilst on the same issue of Usama Mthukudzi, 4 days ago, Usama released a song, a dedication to her father. Let's take a look at that dedication and then we'll hear more ukuthi liwubona njani udabula khona ekutwini. Hanzi na Sama Mthukudzi aiwa baba manditsimbira. That song is 7 minutes long. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole song. Kodwa, if you're looking to check it out, you must go to her YouTube page, Selma Mthukudzi. Muchamzwa chinyatso imbanzi. Aiwa baba manditsimbira. Father, 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 why did you leave me? You've left me hurt. Asizweni ukuthi uFarai uthini yena ngodabele khona ekutwini. Let's go back to my guest, uFarai Mufuti. Farai, usakhona ecingweni?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Farai, uBaba Mthukudzi did something very special that very few artists can do. He sang language-specific songs. However, he was embraced across all cultures, all races worldwide. How is it that an artist can do something like that?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think it speaks to the level of depth Oliver Mthukudzi had, which is comparative to people like Tenise Keita, if not larger, who sense of self-worth and understanding of the cultural norms that formed them and made them were able to draw in people of different cultures. I think it's the fact that he was centered around his own sense of identity. He understood. The cultural norms and the cultural value systems that made us, as Zimbabwe, and understood how to leverage them to the external. I don't think it's something he went to sort out. I think it's just an amazing talent, and he had an amazing, unique voice, amazing uniqueness about his sounding, his sound production was only identifiable to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the outstanding originality that came not only with his music production, that came also with the uniqueness of his voice, but equally buttressed by the heavy message, the message that was associated with the sense of depth, rich culture, social value systems that were moralistic and educational, at the same time profoundly beautiful. You know, opened up that market for him. So I don't think there's a method and a program that one can instill or a plan one can follow. I think he was all-round unique in that sense. And you'll find it with all the other legends that have contributed to African music as he did, that they were very sophisticated in their talent, but equally relatable, even though they sang in a vernacular language.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you one more time. Ngithathe umunye umlaleli. Let me read some comments, and then I'll come back to you. Angitfarai.
No problem.
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe. So, gachuene ukutuanu arguti chipa, WhatsApp zvekare. The Big Mike, ugulo muntu opalayo uti, The Big Mike, JTK, Under Your Voice. I want to know who Gamchira Mchirongwa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Panomwaru Munyoran Zituku was a star. Nziyando Farira. Neria. Tamboiriza Neria. That was a song. Gulo Nyoni Lae Uti. Hi. Uti. Hello. That's Fortune Nyoni in Wange. How are you? Tuku was the best teacher. Lo Munyoni who is in Wange. Ngezonjalo Gulo Munyo Opalae Uti. Aiwa. Samanyanga Raive Gamba Guru. I want to know Tenda Zukuru and Raimberi We'll be reading it live on air. And those that are looking to join, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages. So you can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. How Baba Fortune? I just read the comment. Ya kukunja ne wangi.
I am the Raja, which is out there at the city.
Nantu Tabulukono Kutuni Fortune. 1 year later, Utukusambilo, Utini, Nayale Mbalia.
Yeah, I can say this. Uwamado, Watia, Inifa, any of the detail, especially about Tabakola, even Amaland, the value.
Which song is that, Baba? Ndiwewe Gauripo. Okay. He showed to Niguwe Lengo.
Baba?
Bengiti, what does that song mean to you, Baba Nyon?
Ingomaliana is for na wanyo zutu sikawe neva chavoda. At the end of the day.
Is there anything specific that you think ukuthi washiyela abantu abasakhulayo? All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Nyoni. Arumunyatso Taurao, Maundro Ake, Hanzai, Wabatu, Kutarasi, Kirwa, Muriye Zimbabwe, Tose, Ndebele, Shona, Kalanga, everybody, Hanzi, Tarasi, Kirwa, Negamba, Guru, Sesla, Shevelo, Likawe, Langembela. Asizo, Nyezo, Kutukulo, Munyum, Lalele, Ungena, Yagushelo, Nrugunzo, Ondina, Umo, Shekare, Mtereri, Arupinda, Mchirongwa, Asizo, Nuguze, Umulalele, Utini, Ngotabule, Kone, Kutuini, Kola, Kola, Mtereri, Ndino, Mkamchira, Mchirongwa, Mbano, Kone, Tungwen. Ai watiri nani ndiani alipo parunari hapo?
Ndimbuya.
Eh mkoma nda kuti mkoma mbuya ora ndimbuya zvirufamba. Ai watiri nani mapinda kamuchirongwa gore rapfuura mushaka bvutuku vaenda munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ayo amshaka bvutuku vakatisira vana tiku vakawanda. Kuenda kwavachuku handina kurasikirwa asi takati wana vana tiku vakawanda kana vaimbi vachitika vakati vachitenda kuti vakatisirwa navatuku. There must be something big that they should do. Yes.
So what is
it? My imbilala tiku maibata ndida mapolitical parties yango muna hari webatu iri vaiwana vachienda kana kuzara PF neku MDC vachienda. Kureva kuti munhu aigona kubatanidza anga asinina zviya zvokuchiri. Norerekera kwakati. Kana vanenge vatadza kumudzisawo masongo saake ndiwo vanenge vatadza asi airamba akamira pansi. Saka kune vaimbi vedu vechitiki tinoti makadzidzei kuna vatsvuku. Kushaya kwavatsvuku pakati pavana tiku vakawanda pakati dyarira vaimbi vatinofanira kudana navo kuti vaimbiri yavatsvuku ienderere mberi. Kuna Selma mwana wavatsvuku zimamujete. Halo,
ndikukunzwa, endai mberi baba.
Ndikukunzwa. Selma mwana wavatsvuku tabari zvakaitika manje pane zvavari kupagagava ravo remumusha mavo iye aifanira kuzvii minipisa semwana. And I think nekuda kwokuti vanhu vario vanozikanwa zvozvavo zvakaenda pachekerere asi iye semwana aide azvininipisa kune iyeye akasiyiwa navatu. Kana toenda pamaraiti chaivo chaivo vakadzi kuna iyeyo kana iyeyo Seuma chaiye kana mudzimai wese ari muzimbabwe shuwa hakuna asingafari kuona murume wake achimusiyira zvinhu. Hazvinei kuti anenge afa kuti saka kureva kuti zvaakutanga kuti ngazvindeukusara kuti ngazvitore nehama. Kune songo yambotaura namukoma vaya inonzi ngwarirai ndinoidawo zvikuru songo yandinoti naive Seuma ngaazame kuiridza songo yababa vake aone zvainotaura bcause inotaura wo inobatanidza inomushura senherera kuti azive ndiyaamutungamiriri pakare paya kana iye asipo haibudirire. Saka aripo pakuzvininipisa and I think kwandakabana kana ndichiteera ndichiva tindaiteerawo tuku vakaita mukombo kuti vake Semu zvakaita sekuti Seuma akafara kuti mwanakomana watuku ashaya saka iye ndiye avepo.
Aiwa mukoma
tuku haana kufara nazvo
izvozvo
saka iye ngaazvione ndiyasara anofanira kusateerera amai vakavo.
Aiwa tanzwa kubva kune muteereri anga achitaurawo maondoro ake pamusoro penhoroondo yamushakabvu baba tukudzi. Now muri Zimbabwe pasara 2 minutes, regai tikurumidze tiroyewo one last song ekababu mutukudzi. Hanzi kusatenda uroi topeta chirongwa. Let's take a look at the last song that we have queued up for you all. Ingoma yekababu mutukudzi kusatenda uroi. Let's go. Thank you. kuma ega baba Oliver Mtukudzi Hanzi aiwa kusatenda huroi Murie Zimbabwe tashuka kumakume chirongwa chedu cha nasi Out of love to give u guest wami u mnumzana Farai Mavuti his last opportunity to wrap up Gotwa is kati sose sliwengu mangoi Nirotenda munuwese apina mchirongwa Today on The Connection we're celebrating the life of the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi Ano kone kaine mfaro ndini wenyu Mike Hove Murie Zimbabwe tosanga napa Instagram nepa Twitter at BigMike3BIGMYKE3 That's my username Urkure ya ipere panapa, ngatirendere peri pa social media. Anokuenekane mfaro, imi umaikobe. Bye-bye!